Pakistan has been strategically important from the day in 1947 when the British carved it out of India. The new republic shared borders with India, China, Afghanistan, and Iran, and was also close to the then Soviet Union. Some Indian analysts allege that the British purposely created Pakistan, which, due to tensions with India, could be used by the West as a listening post to spy on its giant neighbors. But senior analyst Leon Hadar of the Cato Institute, a think tank in Washington, D.C., does not agree.
I don't think there was a lot of thinking about it. I think it was just driven by the geopolitical issues that were at that time dominating, British foreign policy. But there is no doubt that as a result, Pakistan emerged as a very important strategic player.
Hadar says Pakistan remained critically important during the Cold War because it was a close ally of the U.S. at a time when India was seen to be in the Soviet camp. And Pakistan's strategic significance increased when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan in 1979. He says President Reagan turned it into a frontline state in an effort to drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan. Walter Anderson teaches South Asian affairs at the Washington, D.C. campus of Johns Hopkins University. He says with the Al-Qaeda network and Osama bin Laden reassembling in the mountains of northwestern Pakistan, the country is quite dangerous to the U.S.
And then geographically, Pakistan is right there at the entry to the Persian Gulf and all the oil resources. And then it has nuclear weapons, all of which makes it significant, particularly significant if the Islamic fundamentalists gain more power.
Policy analyst Farhana Ali at the RAND Corporation agrees. She says the alliance between Washington and Islamabad has to be viewed through the prism of the ongoing battle against terrorists.
Now that the United States sees that Al-Qaeda threatens U.S., not only the United States, but also threatens the world community, it's a vital interest for America to ally itself with a country to fight against the extremists within its own borders.
Some members of the U.S. Congress suggest America should cut off the billions of dollars in assistance it sends Pakistan's military to fight extremists. Anderson at Johns Hopkins says it would be foolish for the U.S. to cut links.
And you cut off any ability to influence in the country, or cutting off all links to the military, because there was a generation of the Pakistan military that had no links to the U.S., and that can count. Personal connections do play a role.
President Bush continues to urge General Musharraf to ensure elections are held and bring democracy to Pakistan. Hadar at Cato says Washington should focus on helping Pakistan fight terrorists.
I would prefer, if my choice would be between a Pakistani Jefferson that is unable to achieve that goal and a repressive military dictator that can do that, I would choose the military dictator.
An expert says India is also concerned for Pakistan's welfare because of chaotic political situations in neighboring Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. So one of India's eminent syndicated columnists with easy access to the powerful of New Delhi, Inder Malhotra, says India could have a sea of chaos around it.
So we cannot underestimate either the strategic significance of Pakistan to the stability of the entire region, or the consequences of either complete anarchy or advancement of Islamic extremism in that country.
Malhotra says if pro-Taliban jihadi terrorists take power in Pakistan, it will be like a Taliban regime with nuclear weapons, and the United States and India will be among their bigger targets. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.